Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have again this Sunday, and this time we also have a gospel writer, Matthew. It's his day, and the gospel, we heard two gospels, and one of them was how the Lord had invited Matthew to come follow him, and he left everything and went with him, and the Lord went to his dinner. He called all his friends and all the tax collectors and everybody made a big feast. And of course the Pharisees, when they saw that the Lord was eating with sinners and the tax collectors, and then they got scandalized and said to the disciples, "What is Jesus doing by eating with the sinners? But Jesus answered and said that he came to this earth not to save the righteous, but to save the sinners, of whom, of course, you and I have to say that we are the first ones. He came to save us. Isn't it beautiful? We should love him so much. And he actually took all our sins on his cross and pinned it down and absolved us from having to be punished for it. My beloved, he is God of love, and we have to try to listen to the gospel more and read the gospel instead of listening to other things, watching the news and all kinds of things of the world. We should read the gospel every day. Saint Seraphim Sarovsky was doing that. But in a week he finished the whole four Gospels. He would do the first on Monday, St. Matthew, and Tuesday, St. Mark, and on Wednesday he would do St. Luke, and Thursday he would do St. John, and then on Friday he would do the Hope Psalter. This was his routine. This is what he used to do, my beloved. We should fill our heart with the knowledge of the gospel and knowledge of the love of the Lord, how he loves us and what he had done for us and is willing to do for us. He is everywhere present and fills all things. He is always with us, except when we fall for the trickery of the enemy, of the devil, and we decide to commit some kind of a sin. Then the Lord steps aside and the filthy demon comes into our heart, and then we're falling into a sin, my beloved. But the Lord is always willing to save us, and if we have repentance, that's what we should do. We should, even when we fall into a sin, we should immediately recognize it and ask God to forgive us and to please, give us the strength to battle the enemy and not to fall for the trickery again, to not to commit the same sin again. But that's a true repentance. We should really feel sorry for when we do commit a sin, because that shows the love for the Lord if we do that. And then, my beloved, we're also going to try to stay away from as many sins as possible, and we purify our heart, and then we're able to see God as the Lord had promised. In the Beatitudes, as you know, the pure in the heart are going to see God, and this is what we want, my beloved. Our Lord is our God of love, and he wants us to be able to be with him forever in the kingdom of heaven. He doesn't want us to be together with the evil one, to be tortured and have hatred for the Lord. My beloved, let's work on it harder and harder so that we can inherit the kingdom of heaven. And let's just understand that Our Lord is willing to do everything to bring us to heaven, except we have to learn to love Him. And St. John, the Apostle of Love, as his nickname, is also telling us that if we don't love our neighbors whom we can see, how we can love God whom we cannot see? My beloved, we have to learn to love our neighbor. That's proof that we love our Lord. Let's work on this more and more. Let's try to pray more. And let's try to, with all our hearts, to be merciful and then try to help as many people as possible. And to never to judge anybody. For when we judge somebody, then the Lord had told us that we will be also judged. So to keep yourself from being judged, don't ever judge anybody. And feel sorry for anybody when you see somebody is falling into a trap of the devil and commits a sin or has a passion that takes over. And don't judge him. Feel sorry for him and start praying hard as if you're the one that committing these sins, and so that you can be leading with God, so God will forgive him or her or whatever they're doing and lead them to the right path. May God bless you all and give you the strength to be able to work harder so that we'll be able to all make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.